I was just thinking on this day, the 26th of February, 2013, about love. I was standing outside of the classroom and I was talking with some students as I was waiting on one class to end and another to begin. And I asked a young man and said, he asked me how my weekend was. And I said, well, I'm cutting down on my friendships. So since I'm cutting down on the friendships, I didn't get any phone calls this weekend. And it's kind of a lonely thing. And I asked him, I said, I'm sure you as a young man have friends. It shocked me because he says he has absolutely not one friend at all. And it blew my mind. And since I've said that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have some fun here with you. And I'm going to talk about this issue. And I think it's a very important one. And I'd like to quote one scripture from you. And the scripture is taken from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. It says, there are friends who pretend to be friends, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Another way to put it is this way. A man of too many friends come to ruin. I've come to that. I've given of myself, of my time, of my monies, of the sustenance of my life, hundreds of hours, thousands of hours to individuals that I thought were friends, only to come to find out that they're just as treacherous as ever, that they don't care about a kind deed, a kind thought, a loving intention of the heart. They go on with the selfish human inabilities that keep them chained. Oh, please don't misread me, friends. I'm not perfect. I know that I'm not. My true acquaintances tell me this. But I was telling the young man, I have to live apart from friendships these days. As a matter of fact, what I plan to do is I plan to go to the university that I graduated from on Thursday and to go to a concert. There's a young man singing like Paul Robeson, and he's always interested me. That is, Paul has, with his art, with his love for the culture, with his adamant thesis as he lives out his life. And I was thinking about the young lad that said to me, I have no friends at all, not one. I just feel like holding him in my arms and saying, Professor Coleman will be your friend. You guys want to know something? If you're going to befriend somebody, first of all, what you have to do is you have to love them. Because you can't befriend anybody if you don't love them. Ah, there's my neighbor again, walking on his walker in front of the Lucy Coleman studio. Good for you, buddy. Keep going. He's had a stroke and he's still moving. He's still functioning. He's doing it. Yeah, he's got to do it every day of his life. Because the minute he stops doing it is the minute that he leaves the planet. Put one leg right in front of the other, thinking about it, glorifying God, walking in the sunshine, letting God's sunshine warm him up, heal his body. It's all therapeutic. Having a friend is therapeutic. It really is. I'm telling you that if a person has many companions or numerous friends chosen indiscriminately, he may find himself in trouble. Thank you. I should have read this commentary years ago. Literally find himself in broken pieces because you're looking for those so-called friends to be there when they really are not friends. A word play is intended here in this verse. For the Hebrew word for comparison is re, which is the word for break in pieces. In other words, come to ruin is ra. In other words, he with many friends comes to ruin. It is better to have a true friend, literally one who loves. Get this, one who loves. And we find that in Proverbs 17:17. It says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. See, a friend will love you at all times. A friend will love you regardless of what you say and how you say it. You know, I received an email yesterday from a person that I thought was my friend. Loved this cat. Loved him for years, man. He took many theological classes with me, and he was a poor student. He never made over a C in anything because his mind was always rushing ahead like somebody that comes out of science of mind. His mind was always rushing ahead to a conclusion that had no formidable challenge to it at all. I tried to present to this young student of mine at that time a classic form of analyzing what he's saying, but he never could come to it because he was too greedy to gain something from me instead of listening to a friend that loved him. Many, many less reliable companions are out there. This verse speaks volumes, because when you look at it, that is, often such are found who are more ready to do pleasure than he that is more bound to duty. And that is what most people are about, giving you pleasure through acknowledging they know you instead of the duty of working through a friend. Now, I'm not going to leave it there. I'm going to give you some more things for you to figure out here as I look at this. There is a kind of factionist friendship in the world today that to show oneself friendly in it, so very expensive and utterly unprofitable, it is maintained by expensive parties and feasts. In other words, you invite your friends to these places and these events, and they come. But where the table groans with dainties and there's conversation is neither insipid or but backbiting and tale-bearing and scandal comes in, bearing the general topic of a different squads in this company. But the preacher says that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. In many cases, the genuine friend has shown more attachment and rendered great benefits than the natural brother that you think is your friend. Some apply this to God, others to Christ. Some says, the text has no meaning because I don't know what a friend is. I've never had one. Like the young man at the college told me, he says, I've never had a friend like that. And I couldn't understand why any other student on the campus would not befriend that young man as a friend. We have an opportunity once in this life to utilize this friendship capacity, but let's do it in honesty and not in fakery. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I know that that friend is God. I was listening to Gershwin on the way to work today and on the way home, and listening to it on a beautiful sound system in a Lexus even highlights more the beauty of what the orchestra was doing when George and Ira wrote these pieces. Excellent. And guess who was the first person that introduced me to George Gershwin? A very dear friend of mine. She was my mother. And as I listened to the music, I was speaking, and I said, see, Mommy, I'm still listening. I'm still listening to the music that I recall when I was a young kid. She would play on her 78-speed record player as she would play her classical music. And I said, see, Mommy, if you can hear me, I'm still listening to the music that you introduced me to. My mother was one of my best friends. Another person was my daddy, though we didn't talk much, but he was a good friend too. And I think that's where I learned the trait from being a friend from. Because when genuine friends love you, like your parents, oh, and trust me, my friends, I know a hell of a lot of parents that have never loved their children. They have beat them, brutalized them, cursed them, scorned them, thrown crap at them, wished that they were never alive. Pathetic. If you want to learn how to be a friend, listen to the old sage. Listen to someone that has a track record of friendship. But if you've never truly become a friend, don't be like this guy that emailed me last night that did a treacherous, cold-blooded deed to me and then had the audacity to try to tell me that I would not submit to his authority. Foolish, foolish person, when the person never had any authority to submit to. Thank you for coming to my website. And whether you believe it or not, I am your friend, and I long to tell you nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Whatever you do, stay in the Word of God. God bless. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm gonna play for you this wonderful tune again. And I want you to listen to it. It's taken from one of my favorite albums. The album is called A Chocolate Moment, and it's by two artists, Tuck and Patty. And the number that I'm playing is entitled Love Flows Like a River. Now, I just want to share this with you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, when I'm talking about this love flowing like a river, I want you to listen to Patty as she sings, as her man plays the guitar. Beautiful melody, sensitive words, and it defines what love does when it's truly there. Listen, listen.
Love flows like a river, like my soul flows out to you. Though distance may divide us, we are never far apart. Let my love be like a shield that brings you safely back to me. Let your love flow like the river. Let it flow right back to me. Love flows like a river. Sometimes part, no matter how far gone I seem, you will always have my heart. If I should never see your face again, know that when my life is done, like a river flowing to the sea, I will flow right into you. Never parted, my love flows into you. Again, know that when my life I will flow right into you.